For today's devotion, I'd like to share a little story with you. There was once a great king. Everything the people had was due to the king's kind provision. The people decided to throw him a fantastic birthday party. No expense was spared. They decorated their homes with lights, garland, and expensive ornaments. There were parties, dinners, and celebrations throughout the kingdom. All the people brought gifts for their friends and family. Many of these gifts were quite expensive, involving considerable debt. Many who were not citizens of the kingdom and who didn't even know the king joined in the celebration. In fact, the people spent more on the birthday celebration than they spent at any other time of the year. The king's birthday finally arrived. Some people came to the palace bringing gifts and thanking him for his great kindness, though the gifts were often quite small. But most people didn't come, saying they were too busy for their own personal plans and that they had forgotten about the king. Some were even insulted when it was suggested that they should do anything for the king at all. These few people who came to the palace were welcomed and blessed by the king, but soon they left and he was quite alone again. How could so many have forgotten how the king loved and sacrificed for them? When the king was alone, he felt tears well up in his eyes, and in his loneliness, he wept. 2 Timothy chapter 2. It is a trustworthy statement, for if we died with him, we will also live with him. If we endure, we will also reign with him. If we deny him, he also will deny us. If we are faithless, he remains faithful, for he cannot deny himself. One final thought of hope and consolation. Even though they had forgotten the king, he had not forgotten them. There is still time to honor the King Jesus this Christmas.